Hello, I'm Allison Raskin. I'm a writer, mental health advocate, and co-host of the podcast Just Between Us.
What a coincidence. I'm Gabe S. Dunn. I'm a writer, bisexual icon, wink, and I'm also the co-host of this show.
Just Between Us is a variety show where we interview fascinating people, play a ridiculous game called Hypotheticals, and talk about things that affect everyone or maybe sometimes just me.
We also do a show called Too Long, Did Read It, which is a show where we scour the depths of Reddit to find the weirdest, kookiest, most upsetting posts and then give our opinions.
So if you're looking for a new show to check out that goes from silly to serious in the same episode, often multiple times,
back and forth from each of us,
you can check out the Just Between Us feed where we have over 200 episodes waiting just for you.
200 episodes?
I know, we've been doing this a long time.
And it were very funny.
Okay.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With, an audio interview series presented by WFPK Independent Louisville, Consequence of Sound, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Wherever you're listening from today, go ahead and hit the subscribe button. If you can leave a rating and a review, go ahead and do that as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. Today, my guest is Lita Ford, legendary of the Runaways and a huge solo career throughout the 80s and 90s. And today, she's part of a new television show on Axis called The Top 10 Revealed, an all-star cast on there covering subjects like sex, the greatest guitar riffs, the greatest collaborations. We'll talk about how she filters into all of that and her own songs that fit those descriptions. There's also discussion of her influence and opening the door for more women artists in the industry. And, of course, the possibility on if she'll be playing with any of the Runaways in the future. It's Kyle Meredith with Lita Ford.
Hi, Kyle.
It's great to be talking to you. Quite an honor.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Yeah, so I know you got the TV thing going on. We can start there. Axis, you're part of this season of the Top 10 and some cool subjects you guys are talking about, right?
Oh, very cool. Yeah, it's a great show. Katie Darrell's the host and she's awesome. She says, "Oh, this series is much more racier than I thought." And we go into talking about sex. It's just awesome.
Yeah.
All the guitar riffs from all these great songs. All the memories that people have from all these great songs, you know, and these songs still hold up today. They weren't, because they were written in the 80s or the 70s or whatever, wherever they came from, it doesn't matter because they're still holding up today. You still hear them on the radio all the time, or people have covered them and there's different versions of the same songs that are out. So it's a really great show. And there's a lot of people on the show.
Looking at some of these, I know, you know, one of the first things as you're talking about, you're going to be looking at the top 10 songs about sex. Of course, I feel like maybe you have one of those. It's an easy to point to Hungry, your song Hungry, which is Hungry for You. Does that make the top 10? Are you allowed to throw your own in on this?
We do every once in a while, but I don't think Hungry is one of them, although it should be. I think it's more about other people when we talk about sex. But I do talk about sex on there because sex sells, you know? It really does. It doesn't matter if you're in rock and roll or if you're just doing a commercial for a pack of cigarettes. It just seems like everything is around, you know, a hot, sexy girl or some hot-looking guy, you know, and he's having a cigarette or whatever, playing a song or playing guitar. So Sex sells.
Of course, it's easy. You know, we can look back at the 80s for some of these songs, and they were very much in the time. I get the feeling like some of those might not fly as easily today. Like, that was definitely, like, you could get away with something then that maybe you couldn't now.
Actually, I feel like it's the other way around, because when I released Hungry for Your Sex, nobody would play it because of the lyrical content of the song. I'm so hungry for your sex. I want to taste your sweet thing. I want to feel the sting of your sex. I mean, come on, that's great lyrics. And they wouldn't play it. They wouldn't play it. But then you get bands like Two Live Crew that come out and they sing about all this nasty, nasty stuff. But I think the fact that they were guys and the fact that I was a female, I got pushed back and they didn't. And I thought, well, how come they can do it and I can't? So I just kept pushing and plodding through. And even in 1988, when I released Kiss Me Deadly, and it said, I went to a party last Saturday night. I didn't get laid. I got in a fight. A lot of the radio stations made me change laid.
Really?
To I didn't get paid. I didn't get made. So I had all these alternate versions of Kiss Me Deadly.
Wow.
Now, nobody cares. So they all play the I didn't get laid version.
I mean, representation's important, you know, as we're talking about that. You just having, you know, an awesome female artist, even in the public eye, and it was few and far between then, and you see that much more now. I mean, we have these amazing artists who are seemingly having a much easier time, and I feel like, you know, that's because of you. That's because of you and a handful of others that were out there and showing that, you know, to hell with this, you know. Gender barriers or whatever. It was really a double standard that everybody was holding back then, and that had to be so frustrating.
It was frustrating. It was frustrating in the Runaways. It was frustrating for me as a solo artist because I had to fight so many battles. But I never gave up, and I never took no for an answer, and I just kept plodding through. You know, as Lizzie Hale says, you kick down the door, you carve the path. You know, and she hails me on stage. It's so cool. It's so cool to see her. It's so cool to see her out kicking butt now, you know, because Joan Jett and I basically laid the foundation and Hart. You know, we laid the foundation for these other females that are out there right now kicking butt, which is so great to see. Recently, I was nominated by Marshall Amplifications and Guitar Player Magazine. They gave me the Icon Award, mm-hmm. which was just amazing. And I got one, and Jim Marshall got one. So, and he passed away, but they still gave him the Icon Award. And I thought, wow, I am officially an icon because of the way that I had carved a path for other women in rock and roll. And then once they presented me with the award, I got on stage and I jammed with 11 different female guitar players. So I went from 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
Right. That's fantastic.
And it's like, wow, you guys, where'd you guys all come from?
You did mention, you know, I want to bring it up, you know, some of the other members of the Runaways. You had reunited with Sherry for a Christmas single back in 2013. Will there be more opportunities, do you see, for those moments to happen?
Well, I don't think Joan and I will ever work together, but I know Sheree and I might. And Vicky Blue actually did the Mother video for me in 2013. I think it was 2013. We just came off the Def Leppard Poison tour. I want to say it was 2013. She snatched me right up and she said, "You look great. Let's do Mother." So we went out to the Joshua Tree Desert, and Vicky's really into film and doing all that kind of stuff. She's got all these connections with all these great camera people and cameramen. So she bought them all in, and we did this great video. But it just feels like you're with family when you do stuff like that, you know, because Vicky was part of the Runaways, and after Jackie left, and then Sheree, I just wanted to take Sheree and do something with her, and she was in a little bit of a, oh, I don't want to wear that, and I don't want to wear all that makeup, and I'm thinking, Sheree, you're beautiful. Let's show it off, you know, come on. Show it off. Let me put some red lipstick on you, and let's show that cherry tattoo on your shoulder. So I dressed her up in Victoria's Secret's pajamas, and we both did a single together. She was in Chicago. She was in Chicago, flying back from Chicago, and I was already in the studio recording this song. I got her on the phone, and I said, "What are you doing?" And she says, "Oh, I'm just flying home from Chicago." So I said, well, when you land, come straight to the studio because I have a vocal part for you. So she walks in the studio, and I showed her the vocal part. She sang it on the spot. It turned out great. We had a blast.
Well, I look forward to the new music when it comes out next, too. And, of course, this Access television show with the top 10. I can't wait to hear what you all have in store. Thank you so much, Lita.
Oh, awesome. Thank you.
All right. Take care. Bye.
You too. Bye.
And my thanks to Lita Ford for that call. She's part of the new Access television show, The Top 10 Revealed. Do check that out. We'll be looking forward to new music as well. YouTubers, subscribe right now to Consequence of Sound's page. Keep up with your favorite artists and interviews. For you podcast fans, if you're listening from iTunes, Podchaser, or wherever you're getting it from, hit the subscribe button and then leave a rating and a review as well. Then you can head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show every Monday through Thursday from noon to 3 Eastern, where you can also find bonus episodes of this series as well. I'm Kyle Meredith. I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.